And then 13th, something which may surprise you, or perhaps it won't. Remember, you are a citizen. You're not just a Buddhist. You're also a citizen. You're a member, a citizen, of a particular country, whether it's the United Kingdom or India or any other country. And as a citizen, you enjoy certain benefits. Again, in England, it's customary, it's almost a thing to grumble, and to complain about the government, the country, you know, virtually everything, the monarchy and the press and, anything that you can think of. But we do enjoy a lot of benefits. We do lead relatively peaceful lives. We are looked after by our wretched government, at least to some extent. We are protected by the police, at least to some extent. So we should be more aware of that. And perhaps even, may I suggest, we should be grateful for that. Because there are people living in other parts of the world who don't enjoy those particular benefits which we enjoy as citizens of our particular countries. I doubt whether there's anybody here from a country which does not enjoy those particular benefits. If any order member does come from a country where those benefits are not enjoyed as fully as they are in, say, England and Germany and Finland, well then, that's very regrettable indeed. We are really very fortunate in that respect. So I think we should be aware of this and even grateful for it, and think that it's not enough just to pay our taxes and then forget all about these things. We can't altogether cut ourselves off from the society of which we are a part. Yes, we want to create the Buddha land within it, and we have to undermine the existing society to some extent in order to be able to do that. In the long run, we'd like to, undermine it completely, but that's going to take a very, very long time indeed. But in the meantime, we can at least appreciate the benefits we receive from the positive features of the existing society and make our own contribution. I think the FWBO, at least in some parts of the country where we do have large public centres, is in a position to have a positive influence on local life, at least on the immediate locality. And something that I have mentioned more than once is I think, for instance, that those who are parents, those who have school-going children, should take an active interest in the affairs of the school. It's very easy to join a parent-teacher association. Recently I heard that the local authority in which one of our big public centres is situated was looking for a Buddhist to fill a vacant place on the governing body of a school. I heard about it only afterwards. I was really disappointed that no one was to be found to take up that position, even though there were parents in that, Buddhist parents in that particular area. It was really very disappointing that we missed that particular opportunity. We were offered the place. We didn't go looking for it, because the FWO in that area had created, it seems, a certain amount of confidence in the minds of the immediate local authority. And then again, we could even think in terms of infiltrating, if that is a word, local government. Not getting involved in party politics, but trying to make a positive contribution as Buddhists through the medium of local government to the well-being of the locality in which our centre happens to be situated. I think some of us should certainly take an interest in things of this sort, starting at the very lowest level. I remember at Pabaloka years ago, someone from Pabaloka used to attend meetings of the local parish council. It was quite a good thing. Sometimes it was a useful thing. Sometimes we need to be in the know of what's going on, what's planned. Sometimes planning permission matters affect our centre. Supposing a great road, was going to be built right next to our centre, well, that would concern us. Well, that's a sort of selfish interest in a way, but apart from that, we should do what we can for people, living in the locality, in the way that I've suggested. Regardless of the fact of whether they're coming along to the local centre or not, or whether they're Buddhists or not. If, for instance, a Buddhist parent joins a parent-teachers association at the school where their child is attending, especially if they were to get a place on the governing board, well, how much good that might do. So please think in this sort of way, and remember that you are a citizen. You have a responsibility to your fellow citizens, as well as a more spiritual responsibility to the movement and your fellow order members. Yeah?